A report released by Reporters Without Borders says radio is the most popular media in South Sudan, with more than 40 radio stations operating in the country. Jacqueline Nasiwa, a Juba-based award-winning human rights activist, director for Center for Inclusive Governance, Peace and Justice, says she loves radio and listens to it to learn about current events as well as to hear long-form documentaries on the BBC and other outlets.
For example, if it is BBC, I like to listen to documentaries that have been said. And in South Sudan, I like to listen to news about peace processes and peace agreement. And I use radio also for disseminating information. And as an activist, I use radio for talking about sexual and gender-based violence. I talk about women, peace and security issues, women's rights and protection, and particularly looking at sexual violence in conflict.
Civil society activist Lorna Merkoje says she uses radio to hear the breaking news and current affairs in the country.
I have a special relationship with radio. In our house, when I was growing up, my parents listened to radio every morning and every evening. So I think having a radio is part of life.
Edfas Makindewire, a Malawian national working and living in South Sudan, says he enjoys listening to local radio stations in the country.
I use the radio to listen to news and also local songs for South Sudanese.
Manyang Rithker, a businessman, the owner of 734 Coffee and Water in Juba, says he would like to hear more business news and information on business opportunities on the radios.
I listen to radio because I want to see business news, breaking business news and social enterprise to make change and see the world different and how to relate to people. So that's how I listen to the radio.
As people celebrate World Radio Day, it is no secret that freedom of the press and freedom of expression is still extremely precarious in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.